Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from the Beis at the Mishnah. And we previously learned that just like there's an Issa of Shechitas Chutz and Halos Chutz, there's also an Issa of Zrikas Adam B'Chutz. And our Mishnah will discuss when someone will be Chayiv for Zrikas Adam B'Chutz. And let's keep in mind that both Benegei Shechutei Chutz and Benegei Halor B'Chutz, Torah states in Pashas Achri Mois, Vel Pesach Oil Moid Lo Yaviu, or Vel Pesach Oil Moid Lo Yavienu. Therefore, the Issa of Shechutei Chutz or Halos Chutz or Zrikas Adam B'Chutz only regarding an item that's roi lover b'fnim and it's roi to be makriv inside the azara. And our Mishnah now begins chata shekibul dam b'kois echad nasim b'chutz v'chazav nasim b'fnim or b'fnim v'chazav nasim b'chutz chayiv shekuli roi b'fnim. That if there's a carbon chatos that a kohen was makabel all of its dam in one kois and then he does the zrika outside the azara and then he goes and does zrika inside the azara, then it's pashut that he would be chayiv. And certainly since at the time that he did his zrika said dam b'chutz, that dam was roi to go onto the mizbeach, then certainly he's going to be Oibon Zrikas Adam B'chutz. And the Mishnah also teaches us a Chiddush that even if he did Zrikas Adam B'fnim, and that is the Zrikas Adam that he was supposed to do, and after he already finished his Zrikas Adam, he went and used the rest of the Dam, and he did Zrikas Adam outside of the Azara, he would still be Chayef for Zrikas Adam B'chutz. And the Gemara will explain that this din of the Mishnah is going to feed the Shita Reb Nechemya, who holds that even though this Dam is only Shiori Adam, however, since Shirayim are Ma'akvin, therefore, if one takes his Dam and does Zrika on him, Beach outside of the Azara, then it will be Chayiv because of Zrikas Chutz. I in the first Rashi in the Mishnah, Nasim B'Chutz, because of the Nasim B'Fnim Chayiv, and Zok Rashi, that this case of the Mishnah is only Kadi Nasba, as Lamaisa is no Chiddush in the first case of the Mishnah, El Mishnah Sefer, the Bayim Mister B'Fnim, because of the Nasim B'Chutz, Vashmin, the Afagad the Shraim, and the Mechayiv, the stomach Rab Nechemya. Therefore, we mentioned the Resha as well. The Mishnah continues, Kibul Dom B'Shtei Kaisais, that if after Shechtin the Karban Chatas, the coin was Mekabal Adam in two Kaisais, then the halacha is as follows: Nasan Shneim Bifnim Potar. That if he does the Zrikas Adam from both of his kaisais inside the Azara, then certainly he'll be pashut, and certainly that is a din pashut, as he didn't do any Zrikas Chutz. And the Mishnah continues: Number two, Shneim Bechutz Chayiv. That if he does both Zrikas Adam outside of the Azara, then it'll be Chayiv for Zrikas Chutz. And if he does so behalom echad, he'll be Chayiv one carbon. And if he does so within two halamais, then it'll be Chayiv two karbanais. Number three, Echad Bifnim VeEchad Bechutz Potar. And if he does the first Zrika inside the Azara, and then he did the second Zrika outside the Azara, so in this case he would actually be Potter. And as Rashi points out, Vafilu Rab Nechemya, and even according to Rab Nechemya, that Shirayim Ma'akev, therefore, as we saw in the first cases of the Mishnah, that Rab Nechemya holds that one could be Chayiv for Zrika B'chutz even on Shirayim. However, in this case, that would not be the din, could have been Farish B'Gemara, the Kasava, Kois Echad Oisis Chaveir Dikoi, Hilka Chafil Shirayim Loihave, that since he did all the Zrikas from the first Kais, therefore, although the rest of the Dam of the first Kais would be considered Shirayim, but the Dam of the second Kais would not be considered Shirayim at all, and therefore if he does Zrikas Adam from the second Kais outside Azara, he would not be Chayiv. And the Mishnah continues, number four, Echad B'chutz v'Echad B'fnim, Chayiv al-Chitzayim v'Primim m'chaper. And if he initially does Zrikas Adam from one Kais outside, then he does Zrikas Adam properly inside Azara from the other Kais, then since he did Zrikas Adam from the first Kais outside, so he'll be Chayiv based on that Zrika. And even though he removes some of the blood in the first kais and he brought it outside of the Azara, that would not affect the dam in the other kais, and therefore if he does Zrikas Adam from the other kais inside the Azara, it would still be mechaper and the carbon would be valid. And as Rashi states, v'aprim mechaper l'hach she'azavach k'damorim b'chol zvachim sh'nis arvu, and as we learned on that pei beis amin aleph d'lei osas ha'mashuya k'yotze, as we explained before. We continue with the next part of the Mishnah. Let us point out that we know there's a din of chamish chatois ha'meisais, and one of those chamish chatois achat. Certainly, once a chatas is categorized as a chatas shekipur balea, then it would not be roi lover b'fnim as it's hilch lemisa. Keep in mind that generally, when we discuss a chatas shekipur balea, we're referring to a case where someone was mafresh a carbon chatas and then he lost the carbon chatas. He then went and was mafresh another carbon chatas and he brought that carbon chatas as a replacement for his original carbon chatas, and he then actually did shechita kabbalah locha and zrika on his replacement carbon. He then found his original carbon, and in that case, it's considered chata shekip balea, and therefore it's hayloch lemisa. However, our Mishnah will discuss a case where Reuven was mafresh a carbon chatas, and then he lost his carbon chatas, and then he was mafresh another carbon chatas. Prior to him doing anything with the second carbon chatas, they found the original carbon chatas, and now he has two carbon chatas in front of him, and he has a choice as to which carbon chatas to bring. In this case, there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim. After bringing one of these carbon chatas, the other carbon would be categorized categorized and classified as a chatash kibbalah, and it'll be hoilach lemisa. And the chacham hold that the only time that we categorize and we classify something as a chatash kibbalah is only where we brought the carbon chatas prior to finding the original carbon chatas. However, in this case, it would not be defined and would not be classified as a chatash kibbalah. And the chacham hold that tzarich lidus avuda b'shas hakrava, and in order for something to be classified as a chatash kibbalah, then the original carbon has to still be lost at the time of that krava of the replacement carbon, and therefore our Mishnah would not be going lefi the Chachamim. And as we will see, our Mishnah is going lefi the Shita of Rebbe, as Rebbe holds that even in the case where it's avuda b'shasa frasha, and even though it wasn't avuda b'shasa krava, that would still be considered chatash kibbalah, and it would be hilach lemisa. Based on this akdama, let us continue to learn the Mishnah, as the Mishnah previously discussed as to what the din would be if someone was mekabel dam b'shtei kaseis, then he did some of his rikas adam outside of the azara. And the Mishnah now states, what case can we compare this to? As Rashi points out, then why would it be that we need some sort of a mashal in order to understand the din of the Mishnah of kibul dam b'shtei kaseis? As it seems that all the din that we saw in the Mishnah are pretty straightforward, and why would we need a mashal in order to understand the previous din of the Mishnah? The Mishnah explains that we have a mashal, l'mafrish chatasev v'avda v'hifrish acheres tachtea v'achki nimtzis harishayna v'rishtein oimdais, that in the case that we mentioned that Rebbe would hold that the chatas is considered a chatas shekibbalah, and the case is where someone was mafresh his original chatas and then he lost that carbon, and then he was mafresh a replacement carbon in place of that original behemoth, then prior to being makriv the replacement behemoth, he found his original carbon chatas, and he now has two live animals that are standing in front of him. Once again, the Mishnah brings four possibilities and four halachas. As number one, shachas shteim b'fnim patar, that if he'll shech both of these kabbanis chatas inside the azara, then he'll be patar, as he's not going to be oiva on shchut echutz, as he was shechted both kabbanis inside the azara. However, number two, shteim b'chutz chayiv, that if he shechts both of these kabbanis outside of the azara, then he'll be chayiv for shchut echutz for both kabbanis. And as Rashi states, al kol achas ba'achas, the b'shash shchita kol achas ha'isiruy l'fnim, if we hold gufim mukhlokin, then he'll be chayiv both kabbanis, even b'halam echad. And if we would hold that gufim are not mukhlokin, then the only way he'll be chayiv to kabbanis is only if he had a yediyah bein tayim. And the Mishnah continues with the third example, achas b'fnim v'achas b'chutz patar, if he first shechted the first carbon inside and only afterward did he shecht the second carbon outside the azara, then in that case he'd be patar. Once he shechted the first carbon, then the second carbon becomes a chatash kibbalah and it's lemisa azla, and therefore it's not royal love b'fnim, and the issa of shchut echutz doesn't apply. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us a fourth thing, achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim chayiv al chitzayna v'aprimus mechaperes, if initially he shechts an animal outside the azara and then he shechts another animal inside the azara, and since at the time they shechted the animal outside the azara, it was royal love b'fnim, as it was royal to shecht his behemo as a carbon chatos inside the azara, therefore be chayiv because of shchut echutz. And even though he was even shchut echutz on this animal, however, that shchita did not passel the second animal, and the second animal can still be brought as his carbon chatos. And if he shechts it inside the azara and does zrika properly inside the azara, then certainly it will be mechapa for its bailim. As Rashi states, chayiv al chitzena da chazal b'fnim, there is a men sheyirtzi yakriv. Once he does all the other avodas on the second behema and he does it properly inside the azara, then it'll be mechapa on the bailim, as Rashi states, mechaperes al bailim. And let's keep in mind that we know that a carbon chatos is kachi kachim, and there is an issur me'ila on the carbon until zrikas adam. But once there is zrikas adam, then the basa of the carbon becomes mutar b'achila to the kayin, and therefore there is no longer an issur me'ila even for Yisrael that is us to eat this carbon. And in addition, if one has a carbon chatos that becomes puzzle or it dies, and for example, a chatos shekibbalah or a chatos that dies naturally or is killed through chanika and not through shchita, so the issur me'ila would no longer apply in this scenario either. And the Mishnah continues, k'shem shadama paites b'sara, kachi paiteres b'sar chaverta. And based on Rashi, the Mefarshim explain that the Mishnah is now discussing a case where one had two chatois for the same avira, and two kohanim did shchita on both of the chatois simultaneously and did the shchita inside the azara. Therefore, at this point, both kabbanis are still kosher and could still be possibly brought as a carbon chatos, and at this point, the issur me'ila would still apply to both of these kabbanis. However, the kohen then did zrikas adam with the blood of behema A. So once the kohen did zrika for behema A, so at this point we know that carbon A is the carbon chatos and behema B is actually a chatos shekipur balel, and therefore it's possible. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that not only did the zrikas adam of behema A remove the issur me'ila from behema A that is kosher, but simultaneously it also removed remove the Issa Me'ila from Behema B, and keep in mind that this is only relevant if the Shechita was done at the same time. However, if the Shechita of Behema A was done prior to the Shechita of Behema B, then already at that point, the Issa Me'ila no longer applied to Behema B, since it was already considered Chatash Kippur Baler, and as we know, the Issa Me'ila would not apply to any carbon that is already Pasul, and that is why Rashi states that certainly we're not talking about a case where any of these Kabbanis was Shechted outside of the Azara, as if they did so, then that carbon would already be Pasul, and therefore the Issa Me'ila certainly would not apply, and the removal of the Issa Me'ila would not have anything to do with the Zrikas Adam of Behema A. Rashi at the bottom of the Amid points out, Avam Mishum Shechute Chutz Leitz Trichalei, the Chamanda Katlinu Dami Velespo Me'ila, as once you did Shechute Chutz, then it's as if you killed this Behema, whereas some Agurus Commander Chamkinu, therefore certainly the Issa Me'ila would no longer apply. Kedaminu B'Me'ila B'Shmeitz Kamaisa, Katrim Shemesu Yotzim De Me'ila, the Agav Gurin Nas Bahacha, I didn't knock the Shechute Chutz, or Perakabin Me'ila, not Miktani Lelakula, and even though the rest of the Mishnah was discussing the Assurim of Shechute Chutz, and we continue on Daf Kofiud Bezim and Aleph, and the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated, Chatash Kibul Dom B'Kais Echad, Nasa B'Chutz V'Chazav V'Nasa B'Fnim, or he did Zrika Zedam B'Fnim, V'Chazav V'Nasa B'Chutz, Chayiv Shekula Roy B'Fnim, and our Gemara begins and asks, B'Shleim B'Chutz V'Chazav V'Nasa B'Fnim, Shekula Roy Lo B'Fnim, certainly the first case of a Mishnah is no major Chiddush, since he initially did the Zrika Zedam outside the Azara, and all the Dam at that point was Roy to go on the Mizbeach, and certainly he would be Ivan the Issa of Zrika Chutz. The Gemara continues to ask, and the Shita is Geiris, El B'Fnim, V'Chazav V'Nasa B'Chutz, Shirayim Nenu, L'Chir in the case where he initially did Zrika Zedam inside the Azara, and at that point he already did all the Zrika Zedam, so all the rest of the Dam is Shirayim, and if so, why would we be Chayiv for Zrika Chutz? The Gemara explains, as we explained in the Mishnah, Amri Hamani Rav Nechemihi, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rav Nechemia, the Oman Rav Nechemia holds, Shiori Adam, Shakrivim B'Chutz, Chayiv, that if one takes Shiori Adam and he's makrivit outside of the Azara, then it will still be Chayiv for Zrika Chutz. In Rashi and Av Kofiudum Beis, the Dam Chatos, Hatun and Shvich Liyasoid, Shehikvim B'Chutz, Chayiv, the Kesovas Rav Nechemia holds, Shirayim Akvin, Hilkach Miskabu M'Fnim, Zrika Gemurahin, Ayin Shom. Gemur now continues and is, E Rav Nechemia, E Masefa, that if you're going to tell me that Mish is going like the Shita Rav Nechemia, so let us see the din of the Sefa, as the Sefa taught us, Kibul Dam B'Shnei Kaisais, Nasa Shneim B'Fnim Pata, Shneim B'Chutz Chayiv, Echad B'Fnim V'Echad B'Chutz Pata. The third scenario of the Sefa was in a case where they initially did Zrikas Adam inside the Azara from one of the Kaisais, then they did Zrikas Adam from the second Kais outside of the Azara. Mish taught us that he would be Pata, and he would not be Ivan Zrikas Chutz. Gemara is that L'Chira, the Dam that's in the second Kais, should be considered Shiori Adam, and V'Amar Rav Nechemia, Shiori Adam Shekriyum B'Chutz Chayiv, and since Rav Nechemia holds that Shiori Adam that you makriv outside the Azara, one would be Ivan be Chayiv for Zrikas Chutz, why would our Mishnah teach us Echad B'Fnim V'Echad B'Chutz Patar? And the Gemara answers Sefa Asalon Tanakamad Rabbi Lezbar Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Kais Isadichu L'Chaveirai, and the Shitu is Goyris Amri Man Tana the Palagalad Rabbi Lezbar Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Kais Isachaveirai Dichoi Rav Nechemia, and this seems to be the Gears of Rashi. The Gemara explains that even though it's true, the Rav Nechemia would hold that if one takes Shiori Adam and does Zrika outside of the Azara, there'll be Chayiv for Zrikas Chutz, but that only refers to Dam that's considered Shirayim. However, since in this case one was Mekabel Dam in two separate Kaisais, and he did Zrika from Kais A, then the Dam in Kais B would not be considered Shirayim at all, even though the remaining Dam in Kais A would be Nishpach L'Yisayid. However, the remaining Dam in Kais B would actually be Nishpach L'Amor. Therefore, that Dam is not considered Royal Mizbeach, and since it's not Royal Mizbeach, therefore the Mishnah correctly states that the Issa of Zrikas Chutz would not apply to any of the Dam in Kais B. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Man Tana de Polagalad Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, Beperakal Psulin, and we saw this Braisa on Daf Lamed Dalam Beis, Va'imek Kais Isachavir Dichoi, and this Mandama holds by using the Dam in one Kais, and it actually pushes off the Dam in the other Kais, the Tani Chata Shekibul Dom Ba'abo Kaisais, Vinosna Ba'ma Tonis Me'echmem, Hulavadi Nishbachli Yisoid, Behin Nishbach La'ama, as our Gemara just stated, that Shita, which was brought down as the Tanakama, was not brought down in the name of a specific Manda Omar, is actually the Shita Rab Nechemia, Rab Lezer Rab Shimon Omer, and Rab Lezer Rab Shimon is Chilik on the Tanakama, and he states, Kul Nishbach Liyasayid, and all the Dam from all the Kaises would be spilled onto the Yasayid, the Kesava, as Rab Lezer Rab Shimon holds, Kais Echad Oises Chavir Shirayim, and Ein Echadami, according to Rab Lezer Rab Shimon, even if someone would do Zrikas Adam from Kais A, then they would take the Dam of Kais B, and they would do Zrikas Adam outside of the Azara, then Rab Lezer Rab Shimon would be Chilik on the Mishnah, and he would hold that they would be Chayiv for Zrikas Chutz. And I in the top tases on the Amid, Diba Maschel, El B'Fnim, V'Chaz of Nasa B'Chutz, Shirayim Nenu, and Taz is going on the initial Gemara, where the Gemara stated that the Reish of our Mishnah is going like Rav Nechemya. Taz is bothered that why do we have to say that the Mishnah is going like Rav Nechemya, and why couldn't we say that it's going like Divrei HaKal? We could explain that when the Mishnah was discussing a case where he did Zrikas Adam inside the Azara, he then did Zrikas Adam outside the Azara, we're talking about a case where he initially did only one Zrikas Adam, and although we know that one is supposed to do four Zrikas Adam for a Karban Chatos, we also know that if one did only one Zrikas Adam for a Karban Chatos, then b'diavad he would be Yitza. Rav Daf Lam L'Chesson Beis, the Gemara teaches us, even though he doesn't have to do the rest of the Zrikas Adam, the Maisa, the remaining Dam that's in the Kais, would not be considered Shirayim b'negei the Issa Zrikas Chutz. Therefore, in our Mishnah, we could explain that even though Reuven did one Zrikas Adam inside the Azara, but now that he does the other three Zrikas Adam outside the Azara, he would be Oivan Zrikas Chutz, as that Dam is not considered Shirayim b'negei the Issa of Zrikas Chutz. When the Taisa explains, Le Mashmalei Ela B'Shirayim, that the Gemara felt that the Mishnah's Mashma, we're dealing with a case where someone did Zrikas Adam to the Shirayim outside the Azara. As Taisa continues, that this is Dumya the Sefer, and as we just learned in the last Gemara, the Shnei Kaisis Echel Befnim Vech Bechut, Shleha Isachaber Dichoy, Elim Kain Naisin Kulam, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues that after the Mishnah spoke about the cases of Kibul Dam B'Shnei Kaisis, the Mishnah taught us the Dinim in four different scenarios. So the Mishnah stated, L'mad David Deimer, the Mishnah compared this case to someone that was Mafish Chatasai Va'avda, Vehifish Acheres Tachtev, Vachinim Tzasuri Shaina, Varishtein Oimdais, and both of them are standing in front of us. Once again, the Mishnah brought the four halachas that would be relevant in four different scenarios. Our Gemara now is, L'mad David Deimer Lomeli, as Rashi states, L'mad Hichas of the Minu, U'mai Gomimina, why do we actually bring down this case as a mashal? And what do we learn from this mashal? As we explained when we learned our Mishnah, L'chir, it doesn't seem that we're learning anything from this mashal to the Nimshal, and therefore, why did the Mishnah bring this mashal? The Gemara explains that in the Chanami, we're not learning anything from the mashal to the Nimshal, but the Mishnah is actually being Madama, the first case of a Mishnah, to the second case of a Mishnah, which will actually teach us a Chiddush in regard to the case of Shtei Chatayis Imdais, where the Mishnah taught us the third halacha, the Achaz Befinim and Achaz Bechutz is Patar. The Gemara will now explain that even though it's seen from the Mishnah, that in all cases where one does Shchita of the first Karban Chatos inside the Azara, he then does Shchita of the second Karban outside the Azara, then it'll be Patar, as the second Behemoth is no longer Roilim is Beach, as it is already categorized as a Chatos Shekipur Balea. However, as the Gemara will explain, that this is not necessarily the case, and as we previously explained when we learned the Mishnah, that certainly our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rebbe and not like the Shita of the Chachamim. And as we explained, that according to the Chachamim, the only time we have a din of Chatos Shekipur Balea is only in a case where it's Avuda B'Shas HaKrava. And as we explained, that the Chachamim learned that in a case where Reuven was Mafrish a Behemoth as a Karban Chatos, and then he lost the Behemoth, and let us call that Behemoth A, then he was Mafrish Behemoth B as a replacement for Behemoth A, and then he actually brought that Behemoth as his Karban Chatos, and only after that point did he find his initial Karban Chatos, and he found Behemoth A, then that Behemoth would be considered a Chatos Shekipur Balea, and would be Hoylech L'Misa. However, Chacham do not categorize the case of our Mishnah as a Chatos Shekipur Balea. The Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven was Mafrish Chatos A, then he lost that Behemoth, and then he was Mafrish Behemoth B as his Karban Chatos. Then prior to bringing Behemoth B as his Karban Chatos, he found Behemoth A, and therefore both Karbanos are now standing alive in front of him, and he now has a choice as to which Behemoth he should bring as his Karban Chatos. And the Rabbanon hold that even if he was actually Makriv one of these Behemoths as his Karban Chatos, the other animal would not have a din of a Chatos Shekipur Balea, and Rebbe is Chaylik on that halacha, and therefore, as we stated, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rebbe. As our Gemara continues, Hamani Rebbe he, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rebbe, the Amma Avuda B'Shas Afrasha Mesa, that he holds that even if an animal is only lost at the time of Afrasha, prior to being Makriv Behemoth B, one found Behemoth A, and once you bring any of these animals as your Chatos, the other animal will be Chatos Shekipur Balea, and will be L'Misa Azla. By comparing this case of the two Chatais to the Reish of the Mishnah, where we saw a case where you had Dam and two Kaisais, so therefore the Mishnah is teaching us that the only time that this Din of Rebbe would apply, only where he initially was Mafrish one carbon, and then he lost that carbon, and it was Mafrish a second carbon. And as the Gemara states, V'hachi Kama, Taimid Avda, that the only time that we said this Halacha, only when he actually lost Behemoth A, Ha'hifrish Shtei Chatais Lachrayas, Chodim Minayu Mei Kara Eilahi. However, even Rebbe would agree that if Reuven was chayav to bring a Karban Chatos, and because he was concerned that potentially he would lose his Chatos, so therefore he initially was mafrish two Karbanos Chatos, even though the behemoths never got lost, and Rebbe would hold that in this case, Reuven would have a choice as to which of the two animals he wants to bring as his Karban Chatos. For example, he could either decide to bring Behemoth A or Behemoth B as his Karban Chatos, but even even if you bring behema A as his carbon chatos, behema B would not be considered chatos shekibbe baleil and would not be hoylech lemisa. Instead, we would look at it as if Reuven stated that I want one of these behemas to be my carbon chatos and the other one should be an oila and the other one should be an adava. However, certainly, since he already said that both of them should be a carbon chatos, therefore, once he already brought one of these behemas as his carbon chatos, then certainly he can't just bring the other carbon as a carbon oila, and the only way he'll be able to bring that carbon is only after he'd be yirad shistav, and after it receives a mum, he would sell that animal as a carbon chatos, and then as Rashi states, he would place the money into the shayfris in the Beis HaMikdash as an adava for kayat tamas beach. In this case, the din of the Mishnah of achas befinim v'achas bechutz that would be patur would not apply, as in this scenario, if Reuven chose behema A, and he did all the avodas properly inside the azara, and he then took behema B, and it was makrivit outside of the azara, then he would be oivan shkutei chutz or halos chutz. And even though we just explained that this actual behema is not royal mizbeach, and therefore luchayit doesn't fall into the category of el pesach oil moed leaviu. However, as the Gemara will explain, since b'di'eved, if Reuven would actually take behema B and be makrivit in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon oila, then it would be considered a valid carbon oila. Therefore, we could still categorize it as bel pesach oil moed leaviu. Therefore, the issur of shchutei chutz and halos chutz and zukas chutz would still apply to behema B. And as the Gemara states, uchravunam rav, this halacha is based on the memory of Rav Huna in the name of Rav, the Amr of Hunam Rav, Ashim Shanita Kleria, Veshachat Stam, Kashal Oila. Just like we know that Chamish Chatoy Samesais, there are certain Kabbanis Hashamais, that although the din would not be that you have to put them to death, however, there would be Nitit Kleria, and you would have to be Yerachi Stav, and then sell them by Kabbanis Oilais. Rashi brings examples, could go in Tmuris Asham, or an Asham Shemesu Bailov, or in a case of an Asham that is Skapu Ba'achar, as we mentioned, Vikai Malon, and Kol Shabachatis Mesa, Ba'asham Raya, and Rav Huna taught us in the name of Rav, that certainly if Reuven would go to Bezdin and would ask them what to do with this animal, then they would tell him that he has to be Yirad Shiestav, and he can't just bring this animal as a carbon oila. However, the halacha is that if Reuven goes and shechs this animal, then b'di'evit it would be kosher as an oila. Since we find a concept by an asham, that if there's an asham that was nitik l'ria, and then you brought it, then b'di'evit it would be kosher, so the same would apply by a carbon chatas that was nitik l'ria, that if you would actually bring it as a carbon oila, then it would be valid as a carbon oila, and therefore it's considered royal mizbeach, and therefore the issur of shchutei chutz and the issur of zrikas chutz would still apply, as we explained. Keep in mind that the point of the Gemara is that based on the fact that our Mishnah brought this as a mashal to the first case of the Mishnah, in reality there was no reason to bring this case in our Mishnah, so it must be that we're actually learning something to this case of the Mishnah. We actually see that this thing is true based on the fact that we compare this case of someone that was mafresh to chatais to the case of kabbalah b'shtei kaisais, as we saw that the only time that there was an issur of zrikas chutz was only where the second kais cannot be used at all, and we were not even able to use the second kais for shirayim, and you would actually pour the second kais into the amor and not onto the yisayid. Therefore, the Mishnah taught us that if one did zrika from the second kais outside of the azara, then the issur of zrikas chutz would not apply. However, if we would still be able to use the second kais and even for only shirayim, then the halacha would have been that you would be chayiv for zrikas chutz of the second kais. That is exactly comparable to the case that we just mentioned. This is the answer to the original question of the Gemara, that my hilchas adiminu, my gamina, and this is similar to many times in Shas where we find the Gemara will state that we have a pasuk, and it seems that we're trying to learn something from that pasuk, v'nimtza lamad, and we actually learn something to that pasuk. In this case, even though it seems that the Mishnah was trying to teach us, that we learn a din from the case where someone was mafresh two karbonais that are imi b'funav, through the case of our Mishnah, one was mekabel adam in two separate kaisais. However, it's actually the opposite, that we're actually learning a din from the case where someone was mekabel adam in shtei kaisais, through the case where someone was mafresh two karbonis chatais and shtei neimdais, and both of them are still alive. The Gemara continues that although what you said seems to make a lot of sense, however, the din of Rav Huna, the name of Rav, certainly makes sense. B'negei and Asham, the carbon Asham is a zachar, and a carbon oila is a zachar as well. Therefore, even though l'chatchila one should not bring this carbon Asham directly as an oila, and it has to be yirad shiestav, however, Rav Ashi teaches us that b'di'evit, if one brings this carbon Asham as a carbon oila, then it would actually be valid carbon oila. However, our Mishnah is dealing with two chatais, and the chatas is in a keva, and therefore that chatas is not royal mizbeach at all, as certainly you cannot bring it as an oila, as an oila is a zachar. How could we say that it is considered royal mizbeach, and therefore the issur of shchutei chutz and the issur of zrikas chutz would apply? And as the Gemara asks, mi dami hasam ashem zachar va'ila zachar, aval hachal chatas nekeva hi, and the Gemara answers the teretz that we've answered many times, Amar Rav Chiya miyustinia b'sar nasi, in a chanami, that this din that we just mentioned is specifically talking about a case where nasi was mafresh to kabbalah Chatois. As we know, the carbon of a melech is a sar and is a male. Therefore, b'di'eved, if you bring behemah b as a carbon oila, then it would be valid, and therefore behemah b is considered roil mizbeach, and therefore the is of shchutei chutz and zukas chutz would apply to behemah b. Hadron lach hashechet v'amayla, hadron lach hashechet v'amayla, hadron lach hashechet v'amayla. And we continue with the new parak and the new mishnah. And before we continue with the new mishnah, let us begin with akdama. And as we already learned, there's an is in the Torah of shchutei chutz and halos chutz, and the divim of shchutei chutz and halos chutz is spoken about both in Parshas Achrimois as well as in Parshas Re'i. In Parshas Achrimois, in Perek Yud Zayin, the first nine psukim speak about shchutei chutz and halos chutz. In pasuk hey, the pasuk states l'mana shiviu bnei yisrael sevchem hashem zevchem al pnei asada velviim lashem al pesach elomayid al akayin v'zavchu zevche shlom lashem oisam. In the makar for the mitzvah asay of shchutei chutz is from the words velviim lashem al pesach elomayid. As we previously learned, the Azara for Halos Chutz from the Pasuk in Parshas Re'i that states, Hisham Lucha Pentala Losecha B'chol Makom Meshatira. And we know that any time the Torah states Hisham Pen Baal, it's a Lashon of a Lav. And as we previously learned, that is either a Hekish or Gzeir Shava between Shchutei Chutz and Halos Chutz, and therefore the Azara applies to Shchutei Chutz as well. And the Pesukim in Parshas Achrimais teach us that if one will be Ivan Shchutei Chutz or Halos Chutz B'mezid, then they would be Chayiv Kares. And we also previously saw that the only time that we have the issa of shchutei chutz or halos chutz is only for those items that are already brought into the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan. As the pasuk in Parshas Achrimei states, "Vel Pesach Ha'Yomayid Lo Yaviu L'Hakav Karban Hashem L'fnei Mishkan Hashem." And our Mishnah now continues to discuss other dinim that are relevant to the issa of shchutei chutz and halos chutz. The Mishnah begins, "Paras Chatos Shesofa Chutz Migita." That if someone takes the paraduma, which the Torah calls a chatos, as the Torah states, "Chatos he," and he burns the paraduma outside of its pit, and as Rashi states, Gemara and Farash Hecha, that the Gemara will explain exactly where we're referring to, and keep in mind that we know that the Avodah of the Paraduma was not done in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was done on Har HaZeisim. And the Mishnah continues, V'chein Sar Mishaleach Shehikra B'chutz. Similarly, if someone takes the Sar Mishaleach, which is the same as the Sar La'Azazel, which was taken and thrown off a cliff on Yom Kippur, and if instead of throwing it off the cliff, he actually was makvid outside of the Azara, the Mishnah teaches us that in both of these cases, he will be potter from Kares. Shenemen, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Achrimais, Del Pesach Oyomayid Lo Yaviu. As we mentioned in Akdama, that we learn now, Kol She'inu Roy Lovay El Pesach Oyomayid In Chayavin Lov, that the Chiyuv for Shchutei Chutz doesn't apply on any item that is not Roy to come to the Pesach Oyomayid. And since all the Avidus of the Paraduma are done on Har Zesim, therefore the Chiyuv Karis for Shchutei Chutz doesn't apply. And similarly, the Sarah Mishalech is not Roy to come to the Beis HaMikdash, as it's going to be thrown off the cliff and it's not going to be brought as a carbon, and therefore the Chiyuv Karis doesn't apply. And the Gemara will be bothered that certainly the Sarah Mishalech would come into the Azara, as when they had the two different Seirim and they had to determine which is the Sar Lashem and which is the Sar Mishleach, they would actually cast lots, and both of the Seirim were in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Geirel, and therefore L'chaira, the Pasuk of El Pesach HaMayid Lo Yaviu would apply to a Sar Mishleach. And why is it that you not be Chayiv Kares? The Mishnah continues to discuss other cases, although the item is Hegdish, but if one does Shchutei Chutz or if one does Halos Chutz, then they would not be Chayiv and they would be Potter from Kares. The Mishnah now lists nine items: Harivaya Vanirva, Vamuks, Vaneva, Vamachir, Vaestam, Vaklaim, Vatrefa, Vayetzi Daifen, Shrekuvim, Bechut Potter. That if you makrev any of these outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then you will be Potter. And as we saw in the same Pasuk in Pashas Achrimois, that the Pasuk stated, Al Pesach Oyomayid Lo Yaviu, Lahakrev Karbon Lashem, and the Pasuk continued, Lufnei Mishkan Hashem, and therefore we learn now, Kol She'in Roy Lovi, Lufnei Mishkan Hashem, Ein Chayavin Lov, and since all of these items are not Roy Lemizbeach, therefore the Chiyuv Kares for Shchutei Chutz or Halos Chutz would not apply. And the Gemara will discuss why the Mishnah needed a separate limud in order to teach us these dinim. Why couldn't we learn this from the same pasuk that we previously mentioned, which is the beginning of this pasuk that stated El Pesach Oyomayid Lo Yaviu L'Hakriv Karbon Lashem? Before we continue, let us see Rashi at the bottom of Amid, where Rashi states Potter V'lo Yomrin and Sheicher Kachem Mechutzu Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah Drachmana Patre Mivel Pesach Oyomayid Haroy L'Pesach Oyomayid Shechayv Lov Laviu Sham. Rashi explains the Menukapik Kra La'Anshay Al Shelo Yaviu Shema Mina Ba'Imid Laviu Sham Mishtei Kra. It must be that the Torah is only speaking about those items where one has a chiyuv to bring those items to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi continues, Kol she'inu roye, kol she'inu asad lavai, or the Gemara parach, asar mishleach, asad lavai lahagul uspadais. And the Gemara just brought the pasuk of l'fnei mishkan Hashem, and as Rashi adds in, that the pasuk states, l'hakriv karban l'Hashem l'fnei mishkan Hashem. And we learn out, afal pi shekoshel lavai, that even though it would be mutter to bring these animals to the Beis HaMikdash, but hoyel ve'ina koshel karev, but the maisa you can't be makar of these animals, and therefore the chiyuv karev for being makar of these items outside of the Mishkan Rabbanu outside the Beis Hamikdash would not apply. And as we explained, in Rashi states, if a Gemara Perk, Haninami, typically Mivel Pesach HaLamayid, and although we did not define all these nine items, however, these are items that we previously spoke about, and a bit later we will go back and define these items based on Rashi in various places that is brought down in the Likutei Rashi. The Mishnah now continues and brings three machleksim between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, and the Gemara will ask why we would require all these three machleksim if it would seem that it's based on the same question. And the Mishnah continues with the first of the three machleksim, as the Tanakam teaches us, Bali Mumin, Bein Bali Mumin Kavuin, Bein Bali Mumin Oivrin, and we continue on Daf Kufu Bezim and Bez, Shakrim and Bechutz is Potter, and the Tanakam holds, if there's an animal that's Hegdish, and either it's a Bal Mum that's Kavua, and will never get better, or if it's a Bal Mum Oiver that potentially could get better, and one would be able to be Makrovit on a Mizbeach, but even so, at this point, you can't bring it on a Mizbeach, and therefore, if you'd be Makrovit outside of the Azura, the Tanakama holds that you'd be Potter, as at this moment, these behemoths could not be brought into the Azura, and cannot be brought as a carbon, and the Pasuk states that the only time that Shchut Chutz or Alas Chutz would apply is only if El Pesach HaLamayid Le'aviyu, as we previously explained. However, the Mishnah continues and brings the Shita of Rab Shimon, as Rab Shimon Oimeh Bali Mum Kavuin Potter, the Rab Shimon states that although I agree with the Tanakama, that if one is Makrov Bal Mum Kavua, then certainly he'd be Potter from Kares, he wouldn't even be Oivan Alav. However, he's Chilk on the Tanakama in regard to Bali Mum and Oivrin, as Bali Mum and Oivrin, Oivrin Belaisa say, that if someone would be Makrov Bal Mum, that would potentially go away. Then although Rab Shimon agrees to the Tanakama that there would not be a Chiyuv of Kares, however, he would still be Oivan Alav, and as Rashi at the bottom of Rav Kufi Beis Amnal states, Oivan Belaisa say, Hoyle Vurayi Love Lachisman, Idiktani Besefa, and this is based on the words of Rab Shimon that the Mishnah brings down later on, and as the Mishnah states, Rab Shimon Oimeh, Kol Shehu Roi Lovi La'achizman, Hareza Blaisa Sei Ve'im Bay Kareis. The Gemara continues with the second machlekes between the Tanakam and Rab Shimon. And as we know, there are only two types of birds that can be brought as korbanos, Tayrim and Bnei Yoina. And Tayrim are mature turtle doves, and Bnei Yoina refer to young pigeons. And the Mishnah now continues that the Tanakam holds Tayrim Shalei Giyaz Manon, that if someone brings a tur that is too young and did not yet reach maturity, or Bnei Yoina Shavaz Manon, or he brings a Ben Yoina that already passed its man and was too old to bring as a carbon, a krivim b'chutz potter. So if he'd be makav either one of them, then he'd be potter. As the mice at this point, they can't be brought into the Azara, and therefore they don't fit into the pasuk of El Pesach HaYomayid Le'aviyu. However, once again, Rav Shimon is chayil kanatanakama, as Rav Shimon oimer b'nei yoina she'ovez man and potter, that although for ben yoina, where he passed his man, it'll be potter. However, terim shalei giyaz manam b'leisa say, however, since once the terim mature, they could be brought into the Azara and could be brought as korbanos, therefore, although Rav Shimon holds that he would not be chayiv kares, but the Issalav would still apply, and the Gemara will explain exactly which Issalav Rav Shimon is referring to. Ayin Rashi in the top right column of our Amid, where Rashi defines Tayrin and Bnei Yoina, and as Rashi states, Tayrin Shlei Giz Manon, Kirtan Mechulin, Mishi Azivu Ksherin, Umekame Hachipsulin, the Tayrim are only kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach once they mature and their feathers grow and they turn a reddish gold hue. However, prior to that point, you cannot use them as a carbon, and Rashi continues that when the Pasuk tells us Bnei Yoina, so Ketanim Mashma V'leg Doilim, so it's Mashma referring to young birds and not to older birds. Upsulim Mitchilas Atziv Ve'Eloch. This is only until the point that they mature and the feathers by their neck brighten. But any time after that point, they would not be kosher to be brought on the mizbeach. And finally, the Mishnah brings the third machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon, as Oisav Espinoy Mechusas Man Potter and Rav Shimon Oimer Reza Blaisa say. As we know, even by Chulin there's an Issa to shecht a mother and a child on the same day, and similarly there's an Issa by Kachim to bring a carbon from an animal that's less than 8 days old. Therefore, the Tanakam holds that if someone would actually be makriv, an animal which is Hegdish, which is Oisav Espinoy, or an animal that's Bechusas Man, and he does so outside of the Beis Hamikdash, then the Issa of Shchut Chutz and Alas Chutz would not apply, as once again, this doesn't fit into the Pasuk of El Pesach HaYomayid Le'aviyu. However, once again, Rav Shimon is Chilek on the Tanakama, and he holds that although I agree with the Tanakama, that you would not be Chayiv Kares, however, L'maisa, you'd be Oivan Alav, as although you can't shecht these animals today, however, the next day, or in a future time, you'd be able to shecht these korbanos, and lemaisa the svaras hamachlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon in all three cases are the same. And as the Mishnah continues, Sherav Shimon Oimer, as Rav Shimon holds, Kol Shehu Roi Lovi La'achizman Hareza Beleisa Sei Ve'im Bay Kareis Ve'cham Oimim Kol She Im Bay Kareis Im Bay Leisa Sei. Rav Shimon holds that any animal that could potentially be a korban at a later point in the Issa Lav of Shchut Chutz would still apply, even though Rav Shimon is Moida that there would not be a Chi of Kareis. And as we saw, he brought three examples. Number one, Bali Mum and Oivrin. Number two, Terim Shlehi Giz Manom. Number three, if there was an animal that has an Issa of Issa Vespinai, or in a case of Mechusas Man. However, Chacham Maimim Kol She'im Bei Kares, Im Bei Leisa Sei. However, Chacham Agon Rav Shimon, they hold that even you agree that it would not be a chi of kares, and any item would it would not be a chi of kares, then the isalav doesn't apply to that behemoth either. The Mishnah continues that we just mentioned the psul of mechusas man, and we know that a behemoth of hegdish that is not yet 8 days old not be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. The Mishnah will now explain that not only are we referring to mechusas man of a behemoth, but there are also cases where a person is mechusas man, as the Mishnah continues, mechusas man be megufa be mebaylov. This machlekes that we just had between the chacham and Rab Shimon doesn't only apply to a case where the animal was mechusas man, but it even applies where the person is mechusas man. And as the Gemara explains, exel mechusas man mebaylov. What is an example of an animal that is mechusas man based on its owner? The Mishnah gives four examples: hazov azova your lettuce by material shekriv chatos v'asham bechutz. If a zova or zova or your lettuce or material was mafresh their karbonos prior to the time that they were able to bring these karbonos, so at this point they were not ready to bring these karbonos, and therefore if they would be makir of their carbon chatos or their carbon osham outside of the azara, then the chacham would hold that not only are they patur mkores, but they would also not be over on the lav. However, Rav Shimon would argue in the chachamim that although they would not be chayav kores, however they would be over on the lav. However, the Mishnah continues, or the same shalmeim b'chutz chayavim, if they would bring their carbon oila or their carbon shlomim outside of the azara, all would agree that it would be chayav kores. Ayin Rashi, who number one points out that we should not be goyis mitzera, Ayin Rashi di b'maschal v'ashamam b'gemar parach my osham ikar bahani, that the Gemara will ask that where do we find an osham by any of these, and since Rashi is not goyis mitzera, therefore Rashi is correct that we don't find an osham neither by zava zava or your ledes. However, the Gemara will answer that we're actually talking about an osham of a mitzera, Ayin the Gemara, and Rashi continues patar, that the Mishnah stated that if they bring the chatos or the osham outside of the azara prior to that time that they're allowed to bring these karbanos, then they would be potter from kares. As Rashi explains, she'im miskablum v'fnim loyluchayv loylun dava, as since these karbanos are a carbon chatos and a carbon osham, and they cannot be miskablum v'fnim, not as the chay, because they did not yet reach that time, and not as in a dava, as you can't bring a chatos on the osham as in a dava. However, if they were bringing their carbon oilu or the carbon shlomim outside of the azara, then they would be chayv kares, as l'maisa, even though they can't bring their karbanos at this time, since an oil and a shlomim can go into the base of Mikdash as in a dava, therefore the chiyuv kares would still apply, and it would still be considered a kiyum of a Pesach HaYomayid Le'yaviyu. Ayin Rashi explains that when the Mishnah speaks about the oil of a zava zava, it's not referring to a behema, and it's actually referring to the oif that a zav and zava would bring. And the yaledis behema, the yaledis brings a behema that's an oila. Rashi points out, v'shalmeyen b'gemar parach my shlomim ikar bahani, that the Gemara will ask, where do we find a shlomim by a zav zava or yaledis? And the Gemara will explain that this is referring to the shlomim of a nazir. As we explain, Rashi points out that in these cases you'd be chayav kares, shari miskablus b'fnim nedav l'shman ayin sham. Mishnah continues to bring other examples where one would not be chayav for shchutei chutz or halas chutz. The Mishnah first brings six examples of items that although they're hegdish, but the mice are never brought on the mizbeach. And as the Mishnah continues, hamaylum b'sach chatos, that if someone is maylum the basa chatos onto mizbeach outside of the azara, he would not be chayav. And as we know, the basa of a chatos is eaten by koyanim and is not placed on the mizbeach. And similarly, the same din applies b'negeda b'sach osham. Similarly, if he's maylum b'sach kochi kochim, which Rashi points out is referring to the kifsei atzeres, the Mishnah already mentioned b'sach chatos and b'sach osham. Therefore, the only other example is kifsei atzeres, as even though an oila is kochi kochim, however, certainly all the bus of an oila is brought onto the mizbeach, and therefore, if someone brings it up on a mizbeach outside of the base of Mikdash, then certainly there would be oiva on Allah's chutz. And the Mishnah continues, and similarly, mibasach kochim kalim, where someone was maila from the bus of kochim kalim outside of the azara, the Mishnah continues, with maisa oimer, and if someone brings up the maisa oimer, which refers to the leftover part of the minchas oimer after the kmitza was already brought on a mizbeach, once again, since the maisa oimer is eaten, therefore the isav Allah's chutz doesn't apply. And similarly, shtei alechem v'lechem ampanim, the shtei alechem which was brought on Shavuos together with the shnei kvasim, and similarly the lechem ampanim which was brought every single week, and as we know they were eaten by the koyanim. Similarly, shiari menachos, the remaining portion of the mincha after the kmitza was brought on the mizbeach, and once again in all these cases the din of halachas chutz doesn't apply, since these items are not supposed to be brought onto the mizbeach at all, and they were eaten by the koyanim. The Mishnah continues that although we already learned that the isav shchutei chutz and halachas chutz doesn't only apply to shchita and to halah, but also applies to zrika, as well as to many other avodos. However, the Mishnah teaches us that the issa would not apply to the following actions. The issa would not apply to hayyotzeik, to someone that pours oil onto a mincha. Similarly, hapaises, after they bake the minchas mafei tanar, then they would break it in pieces. Idichsiv, pasis oisapitim, viyatzakta la Hashem, and minchahi. If someone does this outside of the azara, then he would not be chai. chayiv kareis. Similarly, v'abilel, if someone mixes the oil with flour outside the azara, and similarly, v'amilech, if someone salts the carbon outside the azara, v'amenef, if someone does tufa outside the azara, v'amegish, and if someone brings a mincha close to the mizbeach, and he does so outside of the azara. And the Mishnah continues, v'amisadas ha-shulchan, and if someone was misadas shulchan outside of the azara, and either he actually brought the actual shulchan outside of the azara, or he actually set up a shulchan that was similar to the shulchan in the base of Mikdash, and he set up the lechem ha-panim, or the shnei b'zichei levayna on that shulchan. And the Mishnah continues, v'ameitev ha-saneirais, and the one that cleans out the menorah, and once again, either he took the actual menorah outside of the azara, or he made a replica menorah, and he cleaned out that menorah. And as Rashi states, ha-meitev ha-saneirais, dashin as a menorah, ba-baika, and even though Rashi mentions b'dashin as a menorah, but ayin Rabbeinu David in Masech the Sanhedrin, that pe-beis, that meitev diktoni, lav lemute madlik, el sheish b'chlam meitev, kol atov ha-saneirais, va'af ha-dlaka atzma, ayin sham. Similarly, va-kaimitz, if someone does k'mitza, v'kor mincha, outside of the azara, and similarly, va-mekabal damim, if someone was mekabal the dam of a carbon outside of the azara, the Mishnah teaches us that in all these cases, if he does so b'chutz, potar, that he will not be chayiv kareis. Ayin Rashi, v'amagish, mincha b'chutz, v'hi tu'una, gosha b'fnim, mekarim ha-ravish dreimis, k'mishpata. And Rashi continues, ha-metev ha-saneiris, midashis ha-menoyer ba-baiker. In all these cases, he will be potar, and time yalav with b'raisa b'gemara. The Mishnah continues that just like we just stated, the chayiv of kareis would not apply to all these maisim, and the Mishnah teaches us that similarly, ein behem mishum zareis, v'loy mishum tumma, v'loy mishum mechus b'godim, v'loy mishum shloy rochetz yidayim v'raglayim, that when performing these maisim, and even if a zar does this maisa, or if someone that's tummy does this maisa, or if a kohen that's mechus b'godim, who is considered a zar, does this maisa, or a person that didn't wash his hands and feet properly did any of these maisim, would not be oiva on any iser. And keep in mind, at this point in the Mishnah, relevant to the first 8 items that the Mishnah mentioned, as well as the last 10 items that we mentioned, as in regard to the first 8 items, if for example a zar would bring any of these items up on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, then he would not be oiva because the zar is, as the maisa is not considered an actual halal, since you're not supposed to bring these items onto the mizbeach at all, and they were supposed to be eaten. Similarly, if a zar does any of the 10 avodas that were just listed in the Mishnah, then he does that on the mizbeach, then he would not be chayiv because the zar is, as these are not avodas tamos, and these are not concluding avodas. As Rashi explains, Ebehem Mishum Zaris chiyuv misa, and kol hanach aktaris bedavish shedakan liyachol lav aktaris nenu, that any aktar that someone does on something which is normal to eat and not placed in the mizbeach, then that's not considered aktar at all. Rashi continues, b'chol hanach avodas, and all of these maisim and avodas, hol v'yesh achrein avoda, that since there's another avoda that has to take place after this, and this is not the final avoda, ein zor chayiv la misa, and therefore a zor would not be chayiv misa, k'd amin in perek b'rishayna. The pasuk in Parshas Kerech tells us, avodas matana, we learn out, avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. We also learn out, avodas tamah, that has to be a complete avoda, v'lo avodas sheyesh achrein avoda. And Rashi continues, v'lo mishum tuma, koyin tami shashimesh, that zor is zaris, v'shimesh b'tuma, mechad kronaf, k'imu v'yinozru, v'lo yichalu, b'chol azvachim tinyana. Therefore, the same dinam apply to both, and maida mechayiv azaris, mechayiv hashimesh tuma. And similarly, v'lo mishum mechusu begodim, the inu nami kizar, just like the dinam zaris doesn't apply, therefore, the dinam mechusu begodim doesn't apply. And as we learned on daf yudzayin beis, zman she'im bigdeim aleim, ein kunasim aleim, v'havlu zarim. Similarly, v'lo mishum shloi rochetz yadai v'raglayim, as gom mechuka chukam mechusu begodim hasam, le'inin achuli avoida, as we learned to gzeir shavam, chuka chuka, from mechusu begodim, b'negeir to be mechal avoida, le'inin misa nami and angamin lo mehasam, and therefore, b'negeir to chiyum misa, we learned the same din from that pasuk as well. Before we continue with the Mishnah, let us point out a bit of history. As we know, in the second year after Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, so they made the Mishkan. Then when they crossed over the Yarden for the next 14 years of Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku, so the Mishkan was set up in Gilgal, and then after those 14 years, Mishkan was set up in Shiloh, and then after Shiloh was destroyed, then it was set up in Noiv, and then finally in Givayin. Only after the time period of Noiv and Givayin, then the Beis HaMikdash was built, which was 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And our Mishnah will now continue and discuss when the Issa of Shechutei Chutz and Allah's Chutz would apply. And as the Mishnah teaches us, actually Hukam Mishkan Hoya Bamas Mutaris Vavoidu B'Bukharis, prior to the Mishkan being set up in the Midbar, number one, Bamas were Mutar, and number two, prior to the Maisa Egel, the Avoidu was performed by B'Bukharis. And as the Pasuk states in Pashim Mishpatim, Vayishla Chasnari B'nei Yisrael Vayalu Oilais V'Yizbuchus Vachim Shlom L'Hashem Parim, certainly the Issa of Shechutei Chutz and Allah's Chutz did not apply. However, Mishahukam Mishkan, once the Mishkan was established, Nesra Bamas Vavoidu B'Kayinim, then the Bamas became Asar, and the Issa of Shechutei Chutz would apply. Avoidu had to be done by Kayinim, and if a Bukhar that was not a Kayin would do the avodah, and he would be oivon to Issa Zaris. In addition, now that we had a mishkan, kachi kachim nechol l'funim naklayim, so the kachi kachim had to be eaten inside the klayim and inside the azara. The kachim kalim b'chol machne Yisrael, kachim kalim can be eaten anywhere in the machne Yisrael. And Rashi states, Nesra Abamis could chsib b'shchut echutz, v'avodah b'koyinim could chsib kravel mizbech, and his nechol l'funim naklayim, chsib b'chatzav asher mincha, b'chatzar oil moed echlu, and kachim kalim b'chol machne Yisrael, k'moy shehin shuim b'deglayim. This was an entire area that Bnei Yisrael were living in the Midbar. The Mishnah continues, Boil of Gilgal. Once they went to Eva Yadin, they came to Gilgal and they slept in Mishkan for 14 years of the Sheva Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku. And once again, although they still had a Mishkan, however, Hutra Abamais, but they had this period of time where they would matter people to bring a carbon on a Bamas Yachid and Kachi Kachim Nechalim from the Klayim. But even so, Kachi Kachim could only be eaten within the Klayim and Kachim Kalim b'chol Makayim. However, Kachim Kalim could be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And in Rashi, Boil of Gilgal, Kashavu Esiadin, v'Hukvu Eirom Eir Sham, Sheva Shalom Shekivshu v'Sheva Shechilku. Hutra Abamais could have feeling come on, and as we will learn from a pasuk in passage 8 that states, Loisasim Gilchol Asher Nachtu Isim Payayim Ishkal Yashub Einov. As we will see later on, Rashi continues, Kachi Kachim Necholim Lufnum Naklayim Ein Lecha Kachi Kachim Necholim Craven B'Bamis Yachid. As there is no case of Kachi Kachim that can be eaten, it can be brought on a B'Bamis Yachid, and therefore all of those Kabanis must have been brought in the Mishkan. As Rashi continues, Shekol She'ein Nidav Nidav Ein Kar B'Bamik Tana Ve'ein Mincha B'Bama, and in Mincha is also not brought on a B'Bama. Hilkach Oilahu Dehavoy Ve'ein Achalas. Therefore, the only Kachi Kachim that could be brought on a B'Bamis Yachid is an Oila, and there's no Basa that could be eaten from a carbon Oila. V'Chatas V'Ashem B'Bamis Sibuhu Dekarvi Menacholim Ufnum Naklayim. Rashi continues at the top of the left column of this Amid, that Kachim Kalim could be eaten B'Chol Makayim Dekim Shebatla Degolim, that since they were Mevatla Degolim during these 14 years, and since Klai Yisrael was traveling in the entire Eretz Yisrael, they would bring Kabanais on a B'Bamis Yachid anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, V'Loi Ha'ischaniyas and Sivivis HaMishkan, so Batla Kedushas Machne Yisrael. Therefore, Kachim Kalim could be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi points out, Maisa Sheni Loi Huskakan, that we should not be Goyis Maisa Sheni HaMishnah, Lifi Shalei Nogu Maisis Ad L'Achir Yushav Yeshiva. The entire mitzvah of Maisa Sheni only began after Kibush V'Chilek. Mishnah continues, Bovel L'Shila, that after they finished Kibush V'Chilek, they immediately set up a Mishkan in Shiloi, and this Mishkan was more permanent than the other Mishkan that was used in the Midbar and in Gilgal. And at this point, Nesra Abamais, so they asked the people to bring a korban on a B'Bamis Yachid, even though this structure was more permanent than the Mishkan that we had in the Midbar. However, there was no permanent roof made out of wood that was on top of the structure. They only had stones, which was the structure of the walls that were on bottom, and Vyurius Mamailon, and they had curtains on the top of this Mishkan. And Vihi Haisa Menucha, when the Pasuk in Pasuk Re mentions Menucha, that refers to Mishkan Shilai, and as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Re, Kiloi Basam Ad Ata Ela Menucha V'Anachla Shashem Al-Kechem Noisin Lach. Mishnah continues that now they only had a Mishkan, and you were not allowed to bring any carbon on a B'Bamis Yachid, so Kachi Kachim Necholim Ufnum Naklayim, once again, the Kachi Kachim could only be eaten within the Azara, the Kachim Kalim Maisa Sheni B'Chol Arroya. However, now that we have Kibush V'Chilek, so therefore there was a Chiyuv of Maisa Sheni, and Kachim Kalim and Maisa Sheni be eaten in any location, one could still see Mishkan Shiloi, and Ayin Rashi, Diba Masal Nesra Abamais, Kediktani V'hi Haisa Menucha, V'Ksiv Kiloi Basam Ad Ata. If you read the Psukim Pashas Re, so the Psukim are teaching us that even though during the time that we were in the Midbar, so there was Issa on B'Bamis, however, once we came into Eretz Yisrael, then there was no longer an Issa on B'Bamis until we had Kibush V'Chiluk, and as Rashi continues to explain, Klaima Kishitavu Se Yadin, Issa Krivu B'Bamis, Kechol Shanachno Issim Payayayim, Shonam Akrivim B'Mishkan Chatayis V'Ashamais, that we should no longer bring Kabanais as we were bringing until now in the Mishkan, El Ish Kol Yashab Ein of Tasu, that everyone could do whatever they wanted, the Hainan Dharman of Dabai, Shein Alechem Chayva, Lufi Mashi Yashab Ein Echem, Kibbe'oi Shatich Bishu V'Tichalku, Loi Basim Ad Ata Ala Menucha. Up until that point, there's a Het B'Bamais. However, the Pasuk then continues, V'Vatim Esi Yadim, V'Shaftim Ba'aretz Asher Shalom Lekechem, Manchel Eschem, V'Niach Lechem, Mikol Yivechem, Yisav, V'Shaftim Betach. The Pasuk teaches us that after you had Kibush and Chiluk, and now you Shaftim Betach, Hainu Lach Yerush V'Yeshiva. Only at that point, the Pasuk continues, V'Hoya Mokam, Mashiv Chashem Lekechem, Boy, L'Shakin Shmei Shom, Shom Taviu, Es Kol Asher Nechem, Mitzav Eschem, Oy L'Sechem V'Zivchechem, Es Yusechem V'Truth V'Zivchem, V'Chom Mivchan Adrechem, Shet Tidru L'Hashem. Finally, two Pesukim later, in Pasuk Gimel, the Torah teaches us the Issa of B'Bamis, as the Pasuk states, Yishom L'cha Pental L'Sechem, B'Chom Mokam, Es Shetira, and you have to bring your Korban, Dafka to Beis HaMikdash, or Dafka to the Mishkan. The Mishnah now continues, Bo'il L'Noi V'Givoyin, that after there was a Korban of the Mishkan of Shiloi, as Rashi states, K'Shechov V'Shiloi, V'Nilka Cha'arim, B'Mei Eli, Bo'il L'Noi, at that point, they built a Mishkan Tana Noiv, Moshe Neman, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Al states, Vayana Koinis Dov of Yoime, Ein Lechem Choyl El Tachas Yodi, Yim Lechem Koidesh Yesh, Im Nishmur An Orem Achm Isha. The next Pasuk continues, Vayitin Lea Koin Koidesh, Ki Loi Hoy Yashom Lechem, Ki Im Lechem Apanam, Mosorim Ufne Hashem, Losom Lechem Choyim Beyoim Milokoi. And as Rashi states, Alma Shulchum Zbeh, Hosom Hava, and Chavar Noiv Bimei Shol, Bolu Givoin, and then after Noiv was destroyed during the time of Shol, then they went to Givoin, Kedich Subim Lechem, and as the Pasuk states in Malachim Aleph, Yelech HaMelech Givoyno Lizbeich Sham, Ki Hi Abama Gdela, Elef Eilus, Yalash Shloim Alam Izbeach Ahu. Mishnah teaches us that once they had the Mishkan in Neve Givoyn, Hutra Abamais, so once again, the Abamais became Mutar. However, even so, as we previously stated, any Kachi Kachim that was Nechel could not be brought on Abamais Achid, and that had to be brought in the Mishkan. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us Kachi Kachim Nechel and Flumin Aklayim. However, at this point, Kachim Kalim, as well as Maisha Sheni, Bechol Ari Yisrael, they could be eaten in Eden Yari Yisrael, and as Rashi states, therefore, you could eat that carbon in any place that you brought the carbon. And Rashi points out that the Gemara will ask, why should Maisa Sheni be able to be eaten in any area of Israel? The halacha should have been that you should have to bring Maisa Sheni to Noiv Givoyin. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Bolu Yushlayim, Nesu Abamais, that once they came to Yushlayim, and all Abamais Yochid became also once again, there would never be a heter to bring a carbon on Abamais Yochid any longer. And as we know, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asa Lavai, and we know that Kedusha Shushlayim ain't Achrea Hetar. And the Mishnah points out, Vihi Hoysa Nachla, and this is what the Torah referred to when it states Nachla, and as the Pasuk in Pashurei stated, Kiloi Basam Ad Ota, Ela Menucha Vela Nachla, and Nachla refers to Yushlayim, Menucha referred to Mishkan Shilai, and as Rashi brings down, Yidich Sibikra, the Mishabo Ela Menucha Vela Nachla, Yasura Bamais, and therefore Bamais Wa Asa, both by Mishkan Shilai, as well as once they had a Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah teaches us at this point, Kachi Kachim Nachol Nufnum Naklayim, as we know, Kachi Kachim can only be eaten in Dazara. However, Kachim Kalim and Maisa Sheni Lufnim Nachayma, Kachim Kalim as well as Maisa Sheni, and be eaten anywhere within the Chaymis Yushlayim. And as Rashi states, Lufnim Nachayma Shil Yushlayim, Shehibim Mokim Machni Yisrael Shav Bimidba, Yidichsiv, and as the Pasuk in Pashurei states, Vachat Lufnei Hashem Lekecha, Ba Mokim Eshivcha Lashakit Shmei Sham, the Torah list, Maisa Degoncha, Tireshcha Vitzurecha, Vichayus Bekarcha, Vitzaynecha, Leman Tilmad Liris Hashem Lekecha, Kol Yomim. And the Mishnah continues that we just stated there was a Heta Bamois prior to Hakamas HaMishkan and during this man of Gilgal and Neiva Givoyin, and there was an Issa Bamais during the time of the Mishkan, at the time that Mishkan was in Shilai, once there was a Beis HaMikdash. As we know, there's a Bamas Yachid and a Bamas Tzibur, and a Bamas Tzibur is also called a Bamas Gedayla. When we speak about a Bamas Gedayla or Bamas Tzibur, we're actually speaking about the Mizbeach that was in a place like Neiva Givoyin, even though it was actually the Mizbeach that was in the Mishkan. However, we still refer to it as a Bamas Gedayla or a Bamas Tzibur. And the Mishnah continues to tell us that there are various degrees of Yisruim B'degei Shkutei Chutz. In some cases, not only would that say of Avim LaShem Al Pesach HaRim might apply, but the Issa of Yisham Lecha Pentali L'Sech B'chol Mokam HaShatira would apply as well, and it would also be an Einish of Karis, while in other cases, only that say and Lesa say would apply, and it won't be an Einish Karis, while in other cases, there will only be an Asay, and it won't be an Issa Lav or a Chi of Karis. And as the Mishnah continues, Kal Kaddishim Shekdishim B'shas Issa Abamais V'krim B'shas Issa Abamais M'b'chutz Harei Ilu Basay V'Lesa Say V'Chiyav Lav Karis, that if someone was Makdish Kachim during the time of an Issa Abamais, meaning during the time that the Mishkan was in the Midbar, or during the time that the Mishkan was in Shilai, or after the Beis HaMikdash was built, he was also Makir of his carbon during that period of time, however he did so outside of the Mishkan or outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the classic case of someone that is Oivan Shchutei Chutz or Halas Chutz. In that case, he'd be Oivan the Issa Sei, the Issa Lav, and he'd also be Chayiv Karis. And the Mishnah continues, however, Kedisha Mishas Heta Abamais V'Kriyum Mishas Issa Abamais B'Chutz Harei Elu Basay V'Leisa Sei V'In Chayav L'An Karis. If he was Makdish as Behema during a time when it was a Heta Abamais, for example, he was Makdish as Behema either prior to the Mishkan being built in the Midbar, or when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, or when the Mishkan was in Noiv or Givoyin, then he waited and he wasn't Makir of the carbon until the Mishkan was already set up in the Midbar, or in Shilai, or in the Beis HaMikdash, and then he was Makir of this carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash or outside of the Mishkan. So in this scenario, since at this point he could have brought it to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Mishkan, he's Oivan Da'asei, as the Pasuk stated, Ve'avim Lashem al Pesach HaYomayid, and Lemaisi had the opportunity to bring it to HaYomayid, as there is a Mishkan and there is a Beis HaMikdash at this point, and there's an Issa Bamais. Similarly, he'll be Oivan Da'lav, Avisham Lecha Pentala L'Sech B'chol Mokam HaShatira. However, he would not be Chayiv Kares, as Rashi brings down that we already saw at the bottom of Daf Kuf Avim Aleph that the Gemara brought a Braisa that Ad Kanu Medabu Kachim Shekdishim Shasis Abamais Ve'Krim Shasis Abamais, and only in that case would he be Chayiv Kares. However, the Braisa continues, continue on Daf Kuvavim Beis Mikam Ve'Elich Bizvachim Shekdishim B'Shas Heta Abamayis Ve'Kuvim B'Shas Issa Abamayis. The Brisa taught us that in this scenario you would not be Chayiv Kares, and as the Brisa stated, Yachayu Chayiv Leim Kares Tamalim Zeis Lehem Ve'Nacheres Lehem. Finally, the Mishnah continues Shekdishim B'Shas Issa Abamayis Ve'Kuvim B'Shas Heta Abamayis Harayilu Basayv Im Ben Lois. I say that if someone was Makdish the carbon during the time that it was Issa Abamayis, and then he was Makriv the carbon at a later point, and he was Makriv at that time that it was Heta Abamayis already, so certainly at the time that he brought the carbon, he had a right to bring it on a bama, and the is of shchut echutz did not apply, and therefore certainly he was not oiv on the lav, and he would not be chayiv kares. However, since at the time that he was makdish his carbon, so at that point the mitzvah say of avim lashem of pesach ha'omayit applied, as Rashi states, may he shait the kareinim be'v avim lashem the kibin shehimtin ad shel yochel kaimoy, and since he was the one who waited until he was no longer able to fulfill in the same manner the mitzvah bringing this carbon to the base of mikdash or to the mishkan, as at this point the mizbeach that he was bringing it on is not the same mizbeach that he would have originally brought it on, as lemaisa he's now during a time in history where there was a heta abamayis, and the mishkan and the mizbeach in those periods of time were not considered on the same level as the mizbeach in the mishkan and the midbar, or the mizbeach in Shiloh, or the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's considered as if he was nispatla se'al yodai avolav v'karis leka da'azor v'inish b'shas ha'krovik sivi v'arei hotru abamayis, and at the time that he was makriv the carbon, it was already a shas heta abamayis. And the mishkan continues that even during the time that there was a heta abamayis, however, even so, there were many kabanis that could not be brought on a bama, and as the Mishnah continues, Ve'elu kachim kreim v'mishkan, and these are the kachim that must be brought into the Mishkan, must be brought on a regular mizbeach, and cannot be brought on a bama katana. And the Mishnah brings examples. Number one, kachim shehukta shel mishkan, that some kachim could never be brought on a bama katana, and for example, karbanis tziba kreim v'mishkan, that all karbanis tziba could not be brought on a bama katana, and had to be brought into the Mishkan. However, stam karbanis hayachid b'bama, that if someone stated I'm bringing this carbon and he didn't state I'm going to bring it into the Mishkan, and during the time of Heta Abamayis he was allowed to bring that on a Bama Ktana. However, Karbanos HaYachad Shehuktu Shul HaMishkan Yakriv HaMishkan, but if at the time that a person stated I want to bring a carbon, he stated I want to bring this carbon on condition that I'm going to bring it to the Mishkan, so in this case he actually made a neder that he's going to bring this carbon Yachid to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Mishkan, and therefore based on his neder Yakriv HaMishkan, he has a chiyuv to bring this carbon in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash. However, since it's the time of Heta Abamayis and this is a carbon yachid, therefore it would be makriv on and bama, he would not be ivan the isasei or the lav, and certainly would not be chayiv kares. However, as Rashi points out, umiyu asal shanois, however, certainly he really should bring it into the Mishkan, and he wasn't allowed to change based on his dibur and based on his nedar. And as the pasuk states in pasuk kiseitze, mitzi svesecha tishma vasisa kashen adat l'ashem alkechen adava shadibata b'ficha. It's a bit tzarech bir why the Mishnah would bring this halacha. This halacha has nothing to do with the issa abamayis or the heta abamayis, and it's really just a din b'negei nedarim. The Mishnah continues with ma bein bamis yachid l'bamis tzibar, and what are the differences between a bamis yachid and a bamis tzibar? Rashi explains that when the Mishnah speaks about a bamis tzibar, he's referring to the mizbeach that was built in Gilgal, Noiv and Givayin, which were all during the times of heta abamayis. The Mishnah will now list 11 differences between a bama ktana and a bama gdayla, and keep in mind that in the middle of the list, the Mishnah will bring one machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and then we'll continue the list. We will read the entire list until the end of the Mishnah, and then we will explain the list. And the Mishnah tells us the differences are smicho shchita safoin, and we continue on Daf Kuf Yugimol Malalev umatin saviv utnufa vagasha. The Mishnah points out Rabbi Yehuda ime inu mincha b'bama, that Rabbi Yehuda is chelik on a Tanakama, as although the Tanakama holds that a person was able to bring a mincha on a bama ktana, however there were chilukim between a bama gdola and a bama ktana b'negei a mincha. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that one was not able to bring a mincha on a bama ktana at all. And the Mishnah continues with his list. Finally, number 11, and the Mishnah teaches us, however, the issa of machshavas chutzlos banoi, and to make a carbon pigle, or to eat a carbon that's pigle, or the issa to eat noiser, or the issa for someone that's tamei to eat a carbon, relevant both by a bamek tana and a bamek deila. And let us define the entire list. Number one, the requirement to do smicha on certain kabanis yachid was only required by a bamek deila, not by a bamek tana. Number two, by a bamek deila, there's a requirement for shchita b'tzafayin, not by a bamek yachid. Number three, matan saviv, by a bamek deila, there's a requirement to place the blood of certain kabanis, shtayim shein arba, and to make sure that the blood got on all four sides of the mizbeach, and this requirement wasn't relevant by a bamek yachid. And Rashi explains that the next two requirements, which are requirements 4 and 5, of trufa and gosha, are referring to the requirement of doing trufa on a mincha, the requirement to bring the mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Mizbeach only relevant to Abamas Tzibur and not to Abamas Yachid. And Mefarshim explained that Rashi could have stated that the requirement of Trufa is referring to regular Trufa of other Karbanos. However, it could be that Rashi mentions that we're talking about Trufa of a Mincha in order to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda is being Chalik on this point as well. And Rabbi Yehuda stated in a Mishnah that in Mincha of Abama, that not only was there no requirement to do Trufa and Agasha of a Mincha and bring a Mincha on Abamas Yachid, but actually there was no ability to bring a Mincha on Abamas Yachid at all. And the sixth chiluk in the Mishnah is the Din Kuhuna, as by Abamas Tzibur, there's a requirement for a Kohen to do the Avoida, as the Avoida by Abamas Yachid can be done by a Zar. And number seven, Ubigdei Shares, Kohen had to wear the Bigdei Kuhuna by Abamas Tzibur and not by Abamas Yachid. And number eight, Klei Shares, that you had to bring a carbon in a Klei Shares and use a Klei Shares by Abamas Tzibur and not by Abamas Yachid. And number nine, V'reach Nichayach, as Rashi brings down from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach, one of them is L'shem Reach, Lafuke Vorim Shetzalim V'helon She'im Behem Mishum Reach Nichayach. Therefore, by Abamas Tzibur, it was also to roast a carbon prior to being maktered on the Mizbeach, as we already roasted prior to being maktered on the Mizbeach, then it wouldn't make Reach Nichayach on the Mizbeach. However, this requirement did not apply to Abamas Yachid. Number 10, Umechitzel Adamim, and the red line called the Chut HaSikra, which was in the middle of the Mizbeach, and made a differentiation between the top of the Mizbeach and the bottom of the Mizbeach, did not apply to Abamas Yachid, and only applied to Abamas Tzibur, as by Abamas Yachid, it was never a requirement to differentiate between Lamaila Mechut HaSikra and Lamata Mechut HaSikra, as there was no chiyuv to place the dam either Lamaila Lamata Mechut HaSikra. Finally, number 11, the requirement of Rikutz Yadayim Raglayim only pertains by Abamas Tzibur, did not apply by Abamas Yachid. The Gemara will explain the Makar that all these things were not required by Abamas Yachid and were only required by Abamas Tzibur, and we will stop over here.